Chapter 19. Virginia. Stiletto. Luna is a dream, a noise, a blaze of light, a soup, a swagger, a mother, a vampire, an addiction, a beggar, a lament, a suburb of Hyperion, and a memory of the future we thought we wanted. A dozen fleets waver through the gutter puddles of her rain-soaked streets, only to be shattered by the calf-high boots worn by the children of 4 planets and 30 moons. They swarm to her to climb her jigsaw bedlam of human and metal ladders. They are geniuses, architects, idiots, swindlers, warlords, the lost, the found, the indifferent. And indifferently she waits. Throbs, beats, swarms, suffocates, promises, and robs. They call her the City of Light, but no one calls her home. What does Luna mean to you, Centurion? I ask from inside my private office aboard Pride One as we descend. Holiday T. Nakamura was raised along the sunny shores of South Pacifica, where there was not a building taller than a grain silo for 100 clicks. I have named her Ducks of my Lion Guard, the elite bodyguard unit drawn from my house legions. Of the 1,000 Martians, she is the lone Terran. That not a single man questions her appointment is proof enough of her reputation. They call her Six, meaning she's always got your back. Quicksand, she replies in regards to the moon. The reply mirrors the cold, rolled spirit of the woman. Of all my husband's instruments, it is Nakamura I've envied the most. Reputation, but little ego. Flexible, but unbreakable. Brutal, but not cruel. Over these last weeks, she has led the investigation into my son's abduction with grace. When their shuttle went down during Ephraim T. Horn's failed rescue attempt, it was as if the moon had swallowed Pax and Electra. I fought every instinct to tear apart the city to find them, knowing a stampede of Republic intelligence would disturb the breadcrumbs. Holiday was the scalpel I needed. And you, ma'am? She asks, folding her datapad back into its arm sheath. What does Luna mean to me? How to answer that? 1,000 things. Renewal. I catch her smirk in the window. Like Daxo, she doesn't suffer hollow sentiments. Maybe one day that'll be true. My mother loved Luna, in fact. Before she decided throwing herself off a cliff and abandoning us was preferable to a single day more of matrimony with my father, she told me Luna was a place of magic. For it was the one place even Nero, our Augustus, had to bow. Of course, she meant he had to bow to Octavia. Reductive thinking, really. Holiday waits for me to explain. I treasure her more than she knows, especially over these last days. The unspoken peril of power is the receipt of unending, exhaustive peacocking. Unlike most, Holiday is not waiting for her turn to flash her feathers. She listens because she's heard enough noise to know that truth, if it ever appears, creeps in on quiet little feet. I step closer to the window. There's something here, I say. Something else that gnawed at Octavia. You know that feeling, Centurion? I look back at her. The diamond teeth of skyscrapers reflect in her eyes as we pass Quicksilver's zenith spire. This moon hungers. She makes a small sound of agreement as we pierce the cloud layer. Beneath it, Hyperion seethes in existential mania. For fear of gold ships over her skies, protesters fill the streets. Violence has broken out between Optimate and Vox street factions. Watchman sirens bathe the sky in green and silver. Strikes have shut down the public trams, and now only the aerial arteries flow. Have you ever heard of Selenius's stiletto? I ask. After the conquest of Earth, the powerful houses engaged in a land grab, Holiday replies. Selenius was faced with a dilemma To his left, anarchy. To his right, tyranny. Instead, he found the narrow path between, barely wide enough for the edge of a stiletto. Well, well, look who found time to read Meditations. If Virginia our Augustus gives someone something to read and they do not read it, they don't deserve the faculty, ma'am. I raise an eyebrow at her. You talk to your husband with that copper tongue. She grins. Then they're a fucking idiot, ma'am. I smile. Raw compliments are the best kind. Whatever you think of his politics, Silenius was wise. He knew patience is the heart of cunning. Theodora has discovered Senator Basilus has been taking bribes from Sun Industries. I am allowing him to retire to his home in Echo City next month. I will need a replacement for him before the year is out. She blinks when she understands my intent. I don't know if a toga would fit me, ma'am.
How many senators were Praetorian dragoons who can also quote Silenius's Meditations?
Not one, I'd say. Aside from Roan T. Flavinius, you're the most famous grey alive, and Earth loves you. I set a hand on the shorter woman's shoulders. She's really built like a pit bull, isn't she? No neck. We need simples, Narkomora. The old ones are fraying with use. Tell me you'll think on it. She nods dutifully, but, like all true soldiers, doubts she'll survive long enough to have to make the decision. As much as I value her at my 6, I wish she were with my husband on Mercury. Severo too, for that matter. My husband needs a conscience on his shoulder. Thraxer and Orion aren't exactly a pacifying influence. As for Harnassus, well, dogs and cats. My datapad flickers with an incoming call. Narkomora heads to the door to give me privacy. Wait. I gesture to one of the Renadium chairs before my desk. I'll want your opinion afterward. As she sits, I open the call on the desk's projector. Dancer appears from the waist up. He's in a shuttle. A dark red jacket with a high collar substitutes for his loathed toga. The aging Red doesn't look like he's slept in weeks.
Pressured by me for the vote, and with his radical left solidifying around Arch-Imperator Zahn, the blue commander of Luna's defense fleet, how could he?
As my father said, never trust the man who sleeps under siege. He's either lazy or disloyal. If it isn't the loyal opposition, I say with a smile, my sovereign. He says the word as if it carried no more weight than coffee or peanut.
Must say, for a kilo of gilded palatine snake shit, that was some damn fine oratory. Churchill?
Humans haven't changed. Why should the speeches? Despite the liver spots and heavy lines on his face, he is still as handsome a Red as I've ever seen. He grimaces. I must say, it is odd. I've been called a traitor before. By Daxo, Quicksilver, Orion. Never suspected it'd feel so raw coming from you. I didn't quite, Virginia. I suppose I did. I brush invisible lint from my jacket cuff and sigh. A rhetorical ploy only, I assure you. He's no traitor. He's just afraid. But if I accuse a Red man of that, he'll bite down and hold on like a tick. It doesn't have to be this way, you know. You and I flourish when we cooperate. We have had our moments, but here she goes. But our system isn't working as it should. The division of military command is a flaw we saw coming, yet kicked down the lane because we thought we were all going the same direction. Irresponsible of us, but understandable. Facts. Our enemy can respond with greater urgency and secrecy than we can. And not all senators prize prosecution of the war over the continued habitation of their togas. I need to be able to run this war efficiently. He knows I admire respectful dialogue, and speaks in a neutral, even tone. Virginia, the Senate was intended to be inconvenient. A check on despotism. You know as well as I, whatever the executive gets, it keeps. Forever. You are measured. You are thoughtful. If we give you temporary control over the defence fleets, it may work this time. May. But your hamartia is that you think wisdom is contagious. It fucking ain't. You won't always be sovereign. What if it's Daxo next?
Or Zahn, I suggest. Or Zahn.
He rubs his lantern jaw. Only person besides you or me that wouldn't wreck the world is Publius. Self-righteous little twat that he is. Reds do hate their coppers. Publius? Ha! He just gives speeches all day on civic duty, I say. And ladle soup for the poor. As long as there are cameras. Naturally. We're united in a smirk, then return to our corners as he continues. Raw talk. You know I love the Free Legions. They're the best of Mars. You know I love Darrow like a son. But he's gone, Virginia. I buried him the moment I heard he landed in Tyche. Abandon this crusade for the good of us all. I watched the speech he gave denouncing my first attempts to send a fleet. He looked like he was picking the varnish for his own son's casket. The guilt must be devouring him. If he's alive, he's encircled, he continues.
Atalantia will dangle him like bait. This is just another trap. We have more ships, but only if we leave a planet vulnerable. They will lure us out, take us away from our orbit guns and kill us, or just slip past and kill the planets. We're vulnerable in attack, strong in defence. Who do we have left that can match Atalantia and her gold praetors in space? Zahn? He shakes his head. Atalantia will eat her alive. Kavax, Niobe and the Arcos matriarchs will lead the fleet. Golds against golds. He hates that he wonders how it always comes to that, because he knows the answer. Not one of ours under 60. Atalantia is in her prime.
Ajax is a rising terror, and Atlas. Fact is, there's 500 of them that'd make even Nakamura run in a meat straw. The old soldier likes his colloquialisms. This one is for a close quarters battle, where two sides blow men into either end of a ship corridor till one runs out of breath, or men. It is an infantry term, so it is rather gross. More like 5,000, Nakamura murmurs. Not one for bravado, she makes a sniping motion. Her only salvation against the apex predators of my breed. I've seen her take down a peerless in close quarters. I also know the price she paid. Her legs are bionic from the femur down. At least they match her robot eye.
And then there's Arja's brood, Dancer mutters. What happens if Ajax bores the Reynard? Kavax can barely walk around the garden. He knows what I know. Darrow was the force of nature we rode to victory after victory. Yet whenever the gold legates or praetors caught our other leaders in the field, they consistently made mincemeat of them.
Wanting low colours to be equal to peerless in warfare is not the same as them being equal. Without Darrow, he has no confidence in our arms. But the risk is necessary. Dancer, my husband and the Free Legions are our two greatest symbols. If the Republic abandons the Free Legions, Mars will give up on Luna.
Then Luna falls to Atalantia. Atalantia takes Earth. Mars stands alone. And eventually Mars falls. Give us an alternative. A compromise. I'll send my own ships. Kavax's, Arcos's. But I need 100 ships of the line from the defence fleets to stand a chance against Atalantia.
That's less than a third of Luna's fleet. And if you lose? We won't. He sits in silence, rubbing his outsized hands together. The movement slows as his resolve forms. I hear the door shutting before he looks up. I missed my opportunity. Or perhaps it never really existed. I cannot risk those atomics coming here, he says. I may hate this human swamp, but it's filled to capacity. Then I wish you good health and ill fortune. Wait, Virginia. My hand hovers over the datapad as he leans forward, voice barely above a whisper. You know this will escalate. If I somehow fall off a balcony or eat an unruly fishbone, he hits the nerve. Pity. I never confuse you and Harmony. Yet after all this time, you still think I am my father. Or is it my brother? It's not you. It's your people. Daxo, you mean. And Theodora, the Seventh, the Arcosis. I have them under control. If he knew Severo was here and out of control, he'd be shitting himself. That's either a big fat lie or you're drinking your own swill. You and I both know Darrow and the Reaper are two different things entirely. And the Reaper didn't gnaw through the society because he was a better military strategist than the Ash Lord. His gift is making men go mad. You've seen it.
I have. Fighter pilots going Polyphemus and driving straight into the bridges of enemy torch ships. So much the Golds put them in the centre of the ships. Unarmored low-colours using their tattered bodies to weigh down armoured Golds so their fellows can finish them, like hounds after a cougar, baying my husband's name.
I didn't stop carrying a rifle because I was old or it was heavy, he says. I did it to counter the Reaper's weight, as I never could in the legions. Some literally think he is a god. If they think he wants it, they'll murder cities. They'll murder me.
There is a frail quality in him that goes behind weariness of the flesh. One he has never permitted me to see before. But the frailness is not weakness. It is a cornered spirit too tired for anything except a killing blow. If I am assassinated, the Vox will retaliate. I will control my people, I say. I wish I believed you could control yours. I will see you in 3 days, Senator. Try to avoid fishbones. I punch off the datapad. It fizzles with broken circuits. I punch it again. What good is being smarter than everyone if no one listens? Is this how my father felt? My brother? Is evil born of pure frustration? Holiday watches the blood drip from a gash on my knuckle. It's already coagulating. Even Mickey couldn't match that genetic blessing. Centurion, if I told you to kill Dancer O'Farron, would you do it?
No, ma'am.
Why not? If Darrow and Orion are dead, you two are the Republic. We don't know if they are or not. Communication to the planet is down, but I reject the concept of doubt. Darrow and Pax do not die. It is a paradigm of my life that will be true until proven beyond reasonable doubt. I lick clean the congealing blood.
Good answer.
Even Kavax would never have refused my father like that. If Holiday only knew how much her presence restrains my darker urges, she might think it wise to put a few rounds through my skull just to be safe. Make sure the word goes through the ranks again. If anyone so much as touches a hair on Dancer's head, the last face they'll ever see will be mine, as I entomb them in the bowels of Deep Grave, with only lonely bone riders for company.
Yes, ma'am.
But it's not them you have to worry about. She lowers her voice. The Seventh is climbing the walls. They think the Senate is filled with traitors. If Severo goes to them, he has 30,000 elite shock troops within 20 minutes of the Citadel. I'm aware, Nakamura. I am very much aware. I stretch my neck as my ship approaches the Moonhall landing pad. Selenius walked his stiletto. I have no doubt we'll walk ours. What makes you so confident? Well, for starters, we have smaller feet.